On Wednesday, Libyan rebels retreated from the superior firepower and tactics of Muammar Gaddafi's troops after gains made earlier in the week. The towns of Nafalia, Bin Jawed and Ras Lanuf have now fallen in quick succession to a lightning government counterstrike. On Tuesday, at a conference in London, 40 governments and international bodies agreed to press on with a NATO-led aerial bombardment of Libyan forces. US President Barack Obama has not ruled out the possibility of arming the rebels. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Stijn van Beever from the disarmament office of Pax Christi International about the way the campaign is going.
There's been talk about the United States and possibly the UK arming the rebels. Is that such a good idea or not?
Well, we have to say we have our doubts or considerations about that. The original idea of the intervention was the protection of civilians, because it seemed that Gaddafi was going to take over again. And there would be a massive, maybe even slaughter of civilians. But now it seems we're going into some kind of war situation, an implication of the coalition of the willing. So we have our doubts about this idea, because it will evolve into a situation of quite a longer situation of war, to say so.
So what you're saying is it no longer then, does it no longer become the remit of the resolution, like a no-fly zone? It becomes something more than that.
Yeah, it is an extension of, or even a modification of the resolution. And we were pro the resolution at first time, so the intervention to protect civilians. But this is yes, more in a political quest, a political question, and a political intervention which is going on now. Of course, well, we're not defending, of course, not the actual Gaddafi regime, but it is a very dangerous situation where we're heading to now. It makes us think of a situation like Iraq or Afghanistan, where you're in a longer during armed conflict.
Well, was it a good idea to have NATO take over certain parts of this campaign?
We think that the situation, again, the situation in the beginning where you had the support of the Arab League and the African Union, was a way better start or point of start. Now, NATO has quite a negative reputation in the Arab world. If you're thinking about Iraq, certainly you're thinking about Afghanistan, NATO is seen as some kind of invader. And it might have been that, if you see technically the operation, that NATO is well, suited to manage it, but we think politically it's not that good decision.
Can there be a positive outcome to this, do you think?
I think it's difficult to say. The situation in Libya has changed, and it's like changing from day to day. But I think there is a fear that we're getting into a situation like Iraq or Afghanistan, where there was an intervention, and years later, the interventionist force are still stuck, to say so, in the country. So we're fearing that we're seeing a repeat of former interventions.